Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling it last week, but I am today, and I am so happy to be back with y'all this week. I hope y'all had a blessed day, blessed evening, blessed week, and a blessed future ahead of y'all. I'd like to welcome y'all to this week's edition of Rough Topics, Raw and Uncut, where we try to bring you the real, the raw, and not the raw dog. But either way, let's get on with our show. Today's topic is, will it kill you to turn off the filter? We'll discuss that topic and more. But first of all, let me introduce my co-host for this evening, all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome in, Melita. Tell everybody hello.
Hello, hello, family. Happy hump day.
Yeah, who out there humping? I bet somebody out there humping right now.
I better be out there humping.
Too bad it ain't me. I know, right? I know. I'm so jealous. And from right down the street, my buddy, my pal, Miss Paige, tell everybody hello.
You can
say
Miss Paige,
though.
Okay.
Yeah,
hello, everybody.
Hi, Paige.
You're weird.
Well, welcome back, Paige. How was everybody's week? Week so far.
Crooked.
You said crooked.
Crooked.
I know it. It's been a bad week. It's been a bad week. I already know.
You know what?
I remember you saying I was trying to help. I'm trying to help somebody do something. I was trying to text something, so I didn't hear your question.
How was everybody week?
I'm ready to be off.
You ready what?
To be off of work.
Oh, well, I understand that. You and me both, but unfortunately, this is my damn weekend of work, so. It's a killer. I think it should be a crime for anybody to work on the weekend. That's supposed to be a rest day. Should be voluntarily if you want to come in and make some extra money to work on the weekend. But unfortunately, we don't make the rules, because unless we work for ourselves, we can set our own hours. Ain't that right?
That's right.
In that case, I need to go full-time with my business, don't I?
Exactly.
Start working for the white man. All right. I'm glad everybody's doing well. And if you ain't, I hope you are. I hope you do so. All right. Get our show started today. Everybody know my weekly dealio where I do the birthdays. So what I'm going to do this week and from here on out, instead of doing birthday days that day, because, man, that shit is whack. Like, I'd rather do the week of that we do the show, the people's birthdays on that week. So I'm going to just do it that way from now on, because some of these people that is born on this day, I don't know half these motherfuckers. So I'd rather just do it from the week of, and that's the week of the 25th or the 24th, whatever, through the 20th, through the 30th. So I'm just doing it like that. But here's our birthdays for this week.
Happy birthday!
All right. Happy birthday goes to actor Kevin Kline. He turns 74. This is on the 24th. He turns 74. Also, B.D. Wong, on the job with him. He's an actor. He turns 61. Monica turned 40. God damn, Monica only 41?
Oh, she was
skipping. Yeah.
I forgot.
I thought she was by my age, bro. Yeah, shit. But Adrian, what's her name? Balon Horton. For me, 3LW in the real.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just celebrated her birthday. She's 38. Drake turned 35 on the 24th. And let me see. Anybody else on the 24th? Nah. That said on the 24th that I would probably know. And on the 25th, who else is on there? Nancy Cartwright. I know a lot of y'all ain't going to know her, but I know her. She's one of the voice actors on The Simpsons. She turned 64. Who is Kevin Michael Richardson? The Cleveland Show. He's a voice actor. He turned 57. Who else is on this 25th? Is Persia White, she girlfriends, ain't she?
Who?
Persia.
Persia White?
Yeah, she's on
girlfriend.
Yeah, Lynn, yeah, that's her. That's her.
Oh,
yeah,
Lynn.
She's 51.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she turned 51 yesterday. Craig Robinson, everybody know him, crazy ass dude. He turned 50. And Romeo off of Immature turned 40. Katy Perry turned 37 yesterday. And goddamn, it's a lot of folks on birthday. And that's it. And oh, that's not yesterday. That's on the 25th. 26th. Okay, this is yesterday.
That's tax money. That's around tax time when these babies
confused. You crazy. Pat Sajak turned 75 yesterday. Boosie Collins turned 70 yesterday.
You know about Scorpio, bro. I'm telling you, it's
Miles Copeland. I know it, man. A whole bunch of them. Natalie Merchant turns 58. Keith Urban turns 54.
Gabrielle Union and Tracy Ellis Ross, their birthday the same day.
Oh, what day is that?
In a week. It's this month.
Oh,
it's either. They're both Scorpio on the same day.
Oh, shit. Seth MacFarlane turned 48 yesterday. John Heater, a.k.a. Napoleon Dynamite, turned 44. And
damn,
that is it on that. And today's birthday is Bruce Springsteen, turned 72. Who else birthday today? Oh, Ruby Dee birthday. She would have been 99 today. Kelly Osbourne, 37. And that's it for this day or whatever. Anyway, this shit is taking forever. But anyway, those are the birthdays. God damn.
Happy. Yeah, the 29th. Pat.
You said go to the 29th.
Yeah, their birthdays are the 29th. So their birthday Friday.
Okay, let me see. 29th.
Tracy Ellis Ross and Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, there it is right there. Actually, Tracy Ellis Ross, 49. Gabrielle Union, 49. Damn, they born on the same day.
I just haven't. How many times have I just said that?
You just said it, Dean. My bad.
Yeah. So they celebrate together.
But anyway, yeah. Anyway, those are the celebrity birthdays. So happy birthday to all y'all. birthdays in the past, birthday today, and birthday here in the near future. So happy birthday to all y'all. A little known black fact. I'm going to just say a couple of them. Maybe this thing will pull up. Okay. Of course, everybody know Ruby Dee's birthday is today. Well-known, renowned actress. Played on a couple of Spike Lee movies and some movies of her own with her husband. What was her husband's name? Ozzie Davis. So, happy birthday, Miss Ruby Dee. May you rest in peace. Back in 1981, Mayor of Atlanta, former U.N. ambassador, Andrew Young was elected mayor of Atlanta. And let's see. Okay, that's it for like black facts. And this week's edition of my WCW is a tough one, but like I said, she's been one of my favorite. Her music is, man, music will put you in that mood to love, make love, have you crying, have you laughing. Been away, she was a songstress. What she was still on earth, now she's sitting up there singing with the Lord. Her family didn't know her by Nippy, but we all know her by Whitney. And my WCW this week is Miss Whitney Houston. Born August 9th, 1963. She passed away February 11th, 2012. She is definitely one of the best-selling artists of all time. Have sold over 200 million records worldwide. And it's money, man. She's known for a couple of, a lot of hits, including from her early days, Saving All My Love for You back in 95, and Where Do Broken Hearts Go back in 1988, which is one of my favorite songs by her. She signed with Arista Records. Arista Records, back when she was like 19 years old, so she was very young. But she had a voice of a grown woman. That's how bad she was. And then, like I said, by the time her third studio album came around, back in 1990, she had such hits as I'm Your Baby Tonight and All the Man That I Need, which those are some great ass songs, man. And my favorite song that by her of all time, like out of all the songs she done sung, this is my favorite one. And it was off the Bodyguard soundtrack, I Will Always Love You. And even though it was a remake, man, she sung the hell out of it. So, but like I said, unfortunately, she passed away back in 2012. Rest in peace to her and her daughter, Bobby Christina. My WCW for this week is Miss Whitney Houston. All right. And as promised, I told y'all I was going to do this before. I'm going to do it tonight. I'm doing a Pat's Corner poetry spot. And I actually wrote this poem tonight. Well, I ain't going to say tonight, but this evening in like 10 minutes. But everything I wrote in this poem, is some of it's fictional, some of it's realistic. I'm a character, so just don't bite my head off of it. But it is what it is. I wrote it, so I don't give a damn. Anyway, the name of this poem is Letter to My Exes. And it goes a little something like this. There's so many words, too many for me to express, so I say what I can to get this off from my chest. Thank you all for your pain and sorrow, thinking of brighter days, but there was never a tomorrow. I gave my all. I thought someone could be my wife. That dream turned into reality. But you all were trice. The hurt I felt could have put me in a rage to a point where I would have made the news or be featured on the front page. I called y'all bitches, cunts, hoes, and sluts. I was a fool for love. Y'all thought I just wanted a nut. I was going all out for you ungrateful hags. Now I know I should have backhanded y'all with that cleanup rag. throw milk at y'all asses when I see y'all in the store. I will call you misleading and dishonest assholes. Why all the hate? Aren't you glad they're out of your life? Call me, say yeah. In reality, I'll bust them in the head with a lead pipe. Oh my God, dude, you're so harsh. My heart's been broken so much, like the crushed Pop-Tart. Fuck, man, no need for me to go to jail. And on that note, fuck you all, and may you rot in hell. I may have loved you once, but never again. I'm trending in the right direction, and you hoes are in the wind. Love, Patrick, you trifling bitches. The end.
I feel like you got this from this conversation we had earlier.
And I feel like you stole something from me.
What I did for you, man? I ain't steal none.
Why you wanna bag him people now though? Like they ain't do shit to you. Man, you had no idea the pain. Said the words. He didn't do the action. Like what? So say what? I said he did it with words. He didn't do the action. It was all words. Exactly. Pat is not gonna slap nobody.
Thank goodness. He ain't gonna slap nobody, but his friends will. So
I know. I'm glad y'all got my back like that. Damn! You'll leave me hanging like that, man. Come on now.
I mean, if a nigga
put their hands on you, and I'd be like, "What the fuck, they to point me in the right direction," I'm gonna beat the fucking ass because you my nigga. Same with Melita. You a nigga. I'm going to do that. So I expect y'all to do the same for me, even though I don't get into it with people like that.
I'm trying not to. And I'll be there in 9.5 hours.
You know if you slide, Melita, you'll be here a lot quicker.
I will be there in 9.5 hours. I'm going to cut 30 minutes off.
And to all my listeners, thank y'all for listening in. But that was a poem, like I said. That's something. I mean, don't take me too serious on it. I don't think I ever hated anyone I've dated that much to where I want to bust them in the head with a lead pipe. I have called them out their name because I ain't going to lie. But who haven't called someone that they had a argument with or anything like that out their name? So, but like I said, I don't think I ever called a woman.
Like, when did you become too short?
Oh, man, you know, his word is bitch anyway, so bitch. No, I ain't too short, but it is.
Okay,
it is,
Project Pat.
And you know this.
Rock on, Project Pat.
All right, y'all. I'm going to get into my first music selection. Shut up, girl. I'm going to get into my first music selection tonight, man. Like I said, y'all hold tight. This is a little intermission with some music. I hope y'all enjoy it, and we'll be back on this week's edition of Rough Topics.
Hold. You are not ready. Unstoppable. Dynasty. Young over.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Hustler.
I just want you to know.
Hold.
It ain't where I've been. But where I'm about to go.
Top of the world.
Young over. Now, I just want to
love
you.
Just want to
love
you.
Get your man, now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I fuck them, will I diss them? That's what they be yelling, I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I replace them, huh? Drunk on Chris, money on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high singing on key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris. Four velvet hands, got weed everywhere. What do you say? me, you and your Chloe glasses. Go somewhere private where we could discuss fashion, like Prada blouse, Gucci bra,
okay,
Filth Mark jeans. Take that off, give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
Save the narrative, you saving it for marriage. Let's keep it real, man, you saving it for charity. You wanna see how far I'ma go, how much I'ma spend, but you already know. Zip zero, stingy with De Niro. Might buy you crisp, but that about it. Might light your wrist, but that about it. Fuck it, I might wipe you and buy you nice whip. Mom, but you really gotta ride nice dick. Know how to work your hips and your head priceless. Professor love the hove and I never let you down. Get you bling like the Neptune sound. Okay, hot hole, too hot to hold. Ladies love me long time like Tupac soul. Only way to roll, jiggering two ladies, too cold. Motorola, two-way baby.
Come on, give it to me. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. It ain't where I've been, but where I'm about to go. Been around the world, bro. Manson girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in L.A., bubbling in Dublin. Can't deny me. Why would you want to? You need me. Why don't you try me? Baby, you want to? Believe me. Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff. Give it to me.
Man, Give It To Me by Jay-Z. And like any music I play on this show, I do not have the rights to this music. It is just purpose, entertainment purposes only. You are so nasty. And if you try to sue me, I promise you ain't going to get nothing. I got a 45-inch screen TV that you can have. It don't work no more. It's just sitting on the floor. You can have it. I do have a couple of notebook papers that's crushed up in the floor right now, too. You can have those, but you don't get too much out of me if you try to sue me for playing music on Rough Topic. But and like my show, it is brought to you in part by Rough Home Entertainment. And I think also I'm going to probably call that Handyman, too, because, man, these folks do want me to put up everything, except TVs. I'm talking about pictures. I'm talking about fire. I did a fireplace today. And put one of them up. So I think I'm going to just call it Rough Home Entertainment and Handyman LLC. Because apparently I do it all. So if you need some work done around the house, I can do it. As long as it ain't involving no electrical work or anything like that, hey, we're good to go. But anyway, let's get into this week's topic. Will it kill you to
Hold
turn
on.
Out the filth? What happened? What happened?
I just wanted to say, my bad, I thought I was on mute.
Oh, you talking about when you burping and shit?
Yeah, I thought I was on mute. I thought my phone was actually on mute.
I'm used to you burping anyway, so.
I didn't even hear everybody hear me do it.
Well, I mean, there's just no girl burping like a damn dude. Like this girl burping like a dude.
I thought my phone was on mute. You know, I had
like
a little salad with ginger dressing or something. I don't know.
Shit, girl. But anyway, this week's topic is called Will It Kill You to Turn Out the Filth? I'm just taking a look at why so many people love to take pictures with these filters. I mean, to me, it's kind of misleading on what you're doing. Because, I mean, we can actually see you in real life, and yet, You still taking pictures with the little sparkly antlers and the little googly eyes and shit like that. That shit is not cool. And I think it's more based on a trend that's on social media, of course, that everybody try to follow and all this stuff. But I don't think it'll hurt you to be yourself sometimes. So let your true beauty show. If you got blemishes, marks, freckles, anything like that on your face, just let it show. So we're going to let that to see you besides Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and all other good stuff. So I guess my first question, you, Paige, is you unmuted now? Paige.
No, I heard
okay,
you.
Okay, now you're unmuted. Okay. All right, well, you should have said something, goddammit. So anyway, why do you think people use filters, man?
Because, of course, everybody wants to smooth their skin, take away imperfections, and plus sometimes they just be fun.
For all the time, though.
Well, I mean, what's the problem? Who's it hurting?
Man,
who's
people
it hurting?
That want to see the real you.
Who's
people
it hurting?
That
want to
see the
like,
real
oh
you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Because at the end, but then,
a lot of times, filters don't change much. A lot of filters just smooth out your skin. It may give you eyelashes again. Who is it hurting?
My thing is, it's
me. You're about the wrong thing. What's this thing? You act like the woman look like the dude from Goonies. Hey, you guys, and just change her face with a filter and like, oh my god, like that's not what a filter
hey.
Does.
Yeah, that's a damn
lie. Like everybody has senior portraits. What?
That's what filters do, and that's what makeup does. It hides that ugliness on some people.
It's not
hiding.
It just it gives you a smoothness, it just smooths out your complexion. Like a lot of times, dark spots give the wrong look, or it doesn't make you feel like some people do to make themselves feel pretty. Like, hey, can I have that? Like everybody has a senior portrait, and I promise you, everyone's senior portrait was Photoshop. Blemishes taken away, highlighted areas, just because to make the picture look good. Like, dang, is that so bad? It's a photo. You think I want to see my dark circles in a photo all the time? No. So I'm going to use a filter.
Why not? Yeah, that's a natural you, ain't
feel like this. Say what now?
Ain't that the natural you? Don't you want, I mean, say for instance, somebody trying to holler and they be like, oh man, this girl look good as fuck. Like, he's looking at you like how you looking on your picture. You expect that shit every day. Are you going to keep that same thing up?
You confusing catfishing. What? Some people do.
No,
wear makeup every day. I don't personally wear makeup every day. I wish I could, but I don't have the skills nor the energy to do it. But
man,
there's nothing
they got
wrong
YouTube
with
videos
like,
for...
You ain't finna, like, filter shame people for wanting their photos to look better. Yeah, I mean, I can understand if they, like, you really act like it just completely changes someone's face. It doesn't.
Man, I've seen it happen, though, because you be like, damn, I'm telling you. I mean, I have, too.
You know, I think it's okay to do it every once in a while, but, you know, it's some people, and you know you see them every day, but when you see them, they profile picture online, they don't use a filter, they eye color and change, they got some new eyebrows, eyelashes, a new hairline, and that ain't because they done put on a wig. You know, it's filters out there now that make you look like a totally different person.
Man.
So I get what Pat's saying, and then, okay, on like the school pictures or whatever, I'm kind of iffy about that, especially with the story that's going out now where you can take your elementary school child's picture and you can have, what do they call it? The photo, I guess, Photoshopping or whatever. You can take the blemish away. Change the skin tone. You can take away the freckles. And I think that takes away of, you know, from your child of what they look like, you know, growing up
in real life.
Found mm-hmm. it okay to accept that this is what you look like. This is a natural beauty. You're, you know, airbrushing like you want them to look like what a magazine would look like instead of, you know, appreciating them.
Thank you.
What they look like right now. So I kind of get what you're saying, Pat. It kind of goes both ways. It's okay to do it for fun every once in a while, but, you know, accept what you look like, you know, and don't be ashamed of it.
Right, right. And, like, me personally, I'm a, like, I don't use filter. Everybody know it. I mean, these Facebook friends with me, I'm going to post some pictures, goddamn it. But guess what? Ain't none of them motherfuckers filters. I got black spots under my eye. Guess what? I got black spots on them goddamn pictures that I post, too. So I'm me. I'm going to continue to be me. So ain't no Photoshop in here. I ain't got no goddamn big rad muscle-ass body. I got a dad body right now. I'm going to work on that later. Anyway, we got other things to worry about other than having muscle.
Yeah.
But anyway.
How about the...
But, I mean, back to what I was saying to you. I mean, like, for real, though, I've come across a couple people that I'm just like, damn, this mug, shoot. So when I actually met them, it was more like, oh, that was you. Not saying they were ugly. They just looked totally different from when I saw them on Facebook or whatever to actually meet them in person. But I actually told a girl that when I seen her one day at the dealership, I was just like, damn, you look so much different on Facebook than you do on real life. I get what you said. Everybody say that. Yeah, yeah, because you got all these goddamn filters and shit on your face, all these goddamn color, which you had the color contacts in the eye when I seen them. But her face structure and all that shit just looked totally different when I seen that person.
So she was uglier in person?
Nah, I mean, she wasn't ugly at all. But I'm just saying she just looked different from what I was used to seeing on Facebook to actually seeing her in real life. I'm put like this. Her face looked a little plumper than it did. Her face looked a little plumper in person than it did on her photo. So. And then. So. But, and I guess my second question to you is, Melita, what are some people disguising by hiding their true feelings, if I'm saying this right? Like, I take that back. What do you think happened when you find that someone who appreciates the real you instead of what you want to be portrayed on social media? Like, you think that plays an effect of something that, I guess that's something that's expected, but not expected, if I'm trying to make sense of this. I feel like this, to the person accept the real you that they see, or the fake person that they see. Well, I ain't going to say fake person, but the filter person that they see on social media.
I would want to be as realistic as possible. And I think a lot of, you know, it's about self-confidence. You know, you sometimes when you're online, you're taking these pictures, you can enhance it, and it gives you self-confidence, more self-confidence than, you know, if you're in person. I think a lot of it. You know, I think your personality is still going to come out either way, regardless of what you look like. And as long as you're not dealing with a superficial person, they'll see that.
Right. So do you think it's a enhancement for, like, you know, people that have, you know, low self-esteem or something like that, that, you know, they want to, you know, feel pretty by saying, man, you know, I'm a look like this, but not look like this. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's a possibility, motherfuckers might see me, but yet I'm going to still have this shade on, these eyes on, this, you know, this ain't me, but yet I'm still presented to the world like it is me. Like, you think there's more of a
like this in the waters. I don't wear eyelashes, and I tried the, you know, the filter with the eyelashes to see what I would look like, to see, you know, if it does anything different. I'm actually afraid of the eyelashes. I feel like I'm going to get something in my eyes. So, you know, and you got some people, and they do these filters, and they're waiting on a comment from everybody else to see if it looks good. And then they're like, okay, everybody thinks this makes me look better. I'm going to go out here and get this done to my face. I think you have a lot of that going on, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you try out a filter and you wait to see what everybody else thinks about it, and then you like, okay, a lot of people like this one. I think this gives me the go ahead to, you know, try this makeup or put this color on or put an eyelash, you know, something like that.
Right. But I, like I said, personally, me, I'm a guy, like, I've never fell in love with a, I ain't gonna say a woman with makeup, a woman that wear a lot of makeup, but I like natural beauty. Like, you got blemishes, you got a mole somewhere, like, if you got some kind of little imperfection that you don't think is cool, that might be cool with me, you know what I'm saying? I respect you for being you. I don't want you to be like that. I don't want you to try to be like Beyonce or Cardi B or anybody else that Hollywood or social media or somebody got their little crushes on or just want to be like. I respect you for who you are, not what you dress like, but more of your mind, your heart, your mentality. Let me see where all that stuff is at, other than seeing all these just whatever the hell disguise that you try to put on pictures and stuff like that. Let me see your true beauty. Let me see everything about you, because if it goes farther, guess what? I'm going to have to see your ass in person one day, whether it's that night, that morning when we wake up. I'm going to be like, damn, this nigga don't look nothing like she did in them goddamn pictures. You know what I'm saying? Like, this motherfucker got a scar there. Like, nah, I want to see you for what you is now. Like, don't hide this shit. So, but that's all you see on, like, a lot of folk profiles. They all this just be yourself. Be yourself. I understand, like, sometimes it's all fun and games and stuff like that, but just be yourselves, man. That goes a long way. It does. So, but I, Hey, Sunshine, I know you're listening. What respect me? I mean, what I respect most about Sunshine, like, Sunshine don't wear no medicine, no makeup or nothing like that, man. It's just eyelash with her and some lip gloss, which is freaking extra shiny. And so I can see her lips, them songs gonna look like some black magic on some tires. That's how shiny her lips be. But
hey,
I appreciate that so much, like, yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, because if you
see
it the way,
make a little mascara, some lip gloss,
if you're
ugly, that
if
on your hair.
If you're not attractive at all, as long as you keep yourself up, you ain't got to put on all that makeup. Because at the end of the day, somebody going to love you for being you. And not love you for who they think you are. They're going to love you for being you. So, Sunshine, keep that up. Talk to you later on tonight about all this other good stuff we done talked about on this show. I know you're listening, so you're going to be tackling about what we done talked about and probably my damn poem, too. But anyway, let's get on with it. But I don't know. My question for
you,
Paige,
you know,
is...
talking about filters. Have you seen some of these you know, you talking about filters, but have you seen some of these makeup tutorials where these folks
man,
all this makeup and they like artists like and totally look like a totally different person after they put this makeup on and they take the makeup off and yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some of those tutorials and
a lot of y'all men.
It is. Like, oh my God. Like,
you
I promise
you. Go in there
you,
and wash your face off and come out looking like a whole different person, a whole different skin complexion. Some of y'all men, you'd be real nervous.
Like, man, this song was gone. Boy, she favor rock. This is a lot, boy. She is cute as all know what. Then the next morning, she done got all that makeup out. She looking like Busta Rhymes. Like, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. And I...
Yep. Just put some lotion on your face, a little lip gloss, and a little mascara so they can see what you really look like. And if that's what Sunshine
man,
is doing, we appreciate it. Because,
yeah,
woo, I'm sorry for some of y'all men.
Man. I do too, because like I said, if anybody looked like, you know, y'all my friend, y'all send me some stuff every once in a while, other folks send me stuff, and they'll send me some TikTok videos, and then when you get through with that video, you hit that backspace, and then another damn video pop up, nothing what you was looking at, but it'd be one of them damn look makeup tutorials, and you'd be like, oh, shit, this thing looks rough, you know what I'm saying, but when they get done, you'd be like, damn, that shit is scary, man. That shit is hella scary. So, I guess along with filters, man, I mean, like I said, ain't nothing wrong with makeup, special occasions, you know, anniversaries and stuff like that. You want to look pretty and stuff like that. But like I said, natural beauty goes a long way. So I think a lot of folks respect hard. Well, I ain't going to say a lot of folks because right now we are in a sexual, I guess, revolution or whatever you want to call it, where everybody's just out there screwing without really just want the future with somebody, but like I said, we all at our stages of life where we want what we want. I'm glad I'm at that point to where I know one day I want me a good old female. I want me a good old wife, caring wife, a loving wife, somebody I know that's going to be there and support me through all my adventures and vice versa with me, with her. So God bless me with that one day. Hey, you good to go there, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But anyway, like I said, men want what they want, women want what they want, but I guarantee you, like, most men nowadays going to respect you for your true beauty instead of your filtered beauty. So, all right. And let me see. And Maya, are you there? Paige, are you there?
Yeah, I'm over here just playing with some filters.
Are you playing with your rose?
The filters on my phone.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the rose in your thong.
The what? The what? Say it again. Make that make sense.
Nothing, girl. The rose. You know what the fuck the rose is. Don't act like you don't.
A what?
The rose, nigga! Damn. Anyway, Negro, this question is for you. Do you think it's worth more to love yourself, to build yourself up, than to have hundreds or thousands of people on social media that you're trying to impress to do the same?
Have a lot of followers to make you feel better?
No, I'm talking about like sitting up there, you know, filtered up, being beautified, to basically, you know, boost up your self-esteem or whatever. Do you think it's better to love yourself than to sit up there and have those people do it for you?
It's always good to love yourself. I mean, it don't hurt if somebody else be like, you look cute, girl. Sorry, I mean.
So the compliments are a booster.
Why not? What's the point of a compliment is not to boost your self-esteem? Like, what?
I mean, compliments are awesome.
Oh,
I mean, I like compliments, not a lot. Because that ain't who I am, but I like compliments every once in a while. So, Melita, same question.
Nice to get compliments. I know I don't get compliments like that, so I'm used to it. So, I gotta have my own self confidence. If nobody else thinks I'm naturally beautiful, I have to think about it. So, you know, it's nice when somebody says so, but you know, this is the world we live in. I'm a child of God, so yeah, I'm naturally beautiful.
There you go. He made you the way he wanted to make you, just like he have all of us. So that's why I'm glad he made me into a natural man that don't sit up there and I don't do the beard coloring no more. I fell victim to that. So I mean, like I said, I had to learn to love me for me. I love my gray hairs. I'm glad I'm able to be here to have gray hairs. A lot of folks don't get to see that. So. And I did that for one of them old hags I was talking about in this poem because she was a little younger. She was a little younger. So she was just like, man, she was like, all that gray in your beard. And I'm just like, what, you want me to color it or something? Will that make you happy? And this stuff was like, yeah. And I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to try it because I liked her. But then I realized, like, I'm old. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I'm old. But I'm older, so guess what? This gray is going to forever be there. Shut up, nigga. I'm like, this gray is going to forever be there. So why would I continue to do that? Because, like I said, that's not making me feel good. I don't want this shit, and that shit was itching my skin and stuff like that. It's called this helper than, like, gray and men's beard, you know? I was just like, hey, you need to find you another nigga because this shit ain't going nowhere.
Hey, I'm loving these silver foxes out here. Hey. Do not color the gray, man. Leave it alone.
I think a lot of men.
I'm dying. I fuck what y'all talking about because I'm dying these gray hairs.
Man, look, you better have your hair. You gray, nigga. I done seen all them strands in your head. So keep your hair like that, man.
But then, see, that's the thing about it. You said it remind me of my grays, but I remind you of your grays. Yeah. You steady say something about my grades, but I personally don't like if it's gray differently, yeah. But where is how it's functioning right now, it ain't working for me. So y'all can keep y'all silvers and whatever. My hair is gonna be jet black soon because that's my color, black.
Yeah, your color is gray. The Lord said the same. He said your color is gray. That's what you're gonna be.
My whole head is not gray. only the front part of my right side is gray. A little bit.
But anyway, it's getting there. It's getting there. So, but
it's gonna go away. It's gonna go away. If my hair didn't grow so fast, it will be black longer.
Well, whatever. You better appreciate that damn gray. And don't cover this shit up.
Watch. Because
you could be bald headed and not have any gray or black hair in your head. So.
I've been there, done that, moved on. You forgot. I cut my hair. I've had a bald spot to my head, but it wasn't from gray hair. It wasn't from diamond.
Oh, I know. I remember that. I remember that. I do.
You know.
But like I said, anybody that don't appreciate anybody that don't appreciate the gray, fuck you. Point blank, period. I don't keep in mind.
I just don't like it. I don't care who appreciates it. I don't like it.
Sunshine like my gray. So,
I don't know what that means.
That's all that matters. Yeah. Oh, I had to let you meet Sunshine one day. She's too shy.
Okay.
She don't want to call into the show. She'll let her listen. So hopefully y'all get along. Mm-hmm. You know, better than that experience
that's
we had before.
You like, hopefully.
I said, hopefully y'all get along, man. You know,
like I'm trying to figure out why wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think y'all in jail.
I'm gonna get along until I start hearing and seeing the signs.
Nah,
the signs.
The sign, you know, you're seeing some signs from.
I'm done being your bitch.
I know exactly what I know.
So you already know. But now, now we'll see. Long as she don't play switcheroo on me, we all right.
I can honestly say I never dislike anybody that shows signs. I just be like, what the fuck wrong with Pat? But it's okay.
You already know somebody that did something to me, huh?
It's you.
Shut up. It ain't me here. The crazy ass helpers I've been dealing with.
It's you.
Some crazy helpers.
So, you.
But whatever, man.
You.
But anyway. Shut up, nigga, damn.
Okay, you.
Y'all know some of the women I've dealt with, and y'all know. Y'all even said it yourself. They help are crazy. And I'd be like, hell yeah, she is.
You say crazy. I be like, I don't take your word for it, but I be like, in my head sometimes.
Man, you done seen it firsthand. Y'all remember when we was at Northeast and that thing used to come over to the apartment all the time, and we would sit up there watching TV, and y'all was watching TV, but she was watching y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember that crazy thing, don't you? That's the type of crazy I'm talking about. So, you're seeing firsthand too. So, but anyway, y'all, we got way off. Oh my God! Hey man, we're about to have a show talking about our exes, man. Y'all down for that show? What is the best? What? Let me see. What can I call it? What do you dislike about your ex? Do you hate your ex? Do you still love your ex? I want to know. Do you still have sex with your ex? I want to know all this.
What?
That might be next week's show, y'all.
Wow. That's a lot of questions.
That might be next week's show, y'all. My confessions. That's what it is right there. That's going to be the name of the next Hey, y'all get ready to call. The next show next week is going to be called My
Tell me on yourself. You talk about you know you always got that one.
I ain't got no one. I'm a virgin. So.
And we all born
again.
What?
I'm
just saying.
Say what?
We all born again, virgins again.
Hell yeah. If you ain't had none in a long time, yeah. I felt like that for a good minute, boy. So like a straight born again version. I said, boy, if I ever got some more, I ain't gonna know how to act in it, son. somebody say, I ain't had. You remember that? Y'all ever see that little post that where it said like, I ain't had sex in so long, I don't know whether to moan or howl or something like that. What the fuck you said? I'm like, wow, man, shit, crazy. But
oh,
yeah, we born again around here. So, but anyway, yeah, I think confessions. Confession is gonna be our next topic. I hope y'all don't come scared or whatnot. Yeah, it's gonna go down. I got a couple of confessions of my own too, so I ain't gonna hesitate to say what I got to say. But anyway, final thoughts for the night, fellas. I mean, y'all. I can't call y'all fellas. Y'all don't have dicks. But final thoughts on tonight's subject.
I love you, and you love you.
Well, all right. Melita says she loves you, and you love yourself. Quit depending on the stroke of a pen or lightening of your skin to say, I have to love myself. I want somebody else to love me. Because you just have to be you. Because eventually we're going to see you and realize that it ain't you. My end of final word.
If you want to use a filter, fuck with everybody else. Say that's their problem, not yours.
All right, my said, fuck it. Wear your goddamn filter.
Yeah.
You want to feel beautified and everything like that, wear your filter.
Yeah.
But mine is respect yourselves. Settle down a few. He is kicking everybody's ass in this ring. God damn. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to continue to watch this wrestling. I've been watching wrestling and doing the show at the same time. I love y'all. I see y'all next week. I'm going to go and set up next week's show. It's going to be about confessions. I hope y'all tune in, listen, chime in. Let us know what confessions you got. I'm going to hit you up on Facebook and everything like that. Folks going to tell me their confessions. I'm going to read them out to you. God damn it, we're going to make it happen. I will see y'all next week. I'm going to leave y'all with this song tonight. Y'all be blessed. And whatever. Peace out. Bitches.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, wow, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Happy Halloween, everybody. I hope y'all dressed up as y'all selves. Now, this is the only time that y'all need to dress up as somebody else, or if you want to dress up like whoever. Put your makeup on. Put your filters on. Do y'all have a good time. Make sure y'all get treats, and don't be out there tricking. Y'all have a blessed night.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to go dye my hair.
For money, not candy. Sure.
What? That's right, that's right. Bad boy. What?
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam not even Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends Papa hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in. Game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces. Stretch Lexus is the sex with just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, Major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Demon. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Act Puff that D. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping jaw, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know.
Me. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them, the finest women, I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.